we look at our football team last year, everyone wants to know the changes that we're going to make and all those type of things. But I think one thing that we really have to do and really as a staff concentrate on is we got to get our players that we have playing back to the level that they were playing. A lot of our guys didn't play at the level they're capable of playing at last year. So we combine that with getting our guys playing the way they're capable of and then add some key components to it as a football team. We feel like we can get right back in the thick of things.
Does that kind of speak to the new coaches that are here? I mean, Vance Joseph this morning mentioned a sort of a culture change too with the...
No question. I'm excited about the new staff and the guys that have come in. And so I think that, especially on the offensive side, Tom McMahon on special teams, but you're right, it's going to be a different culture over there. And I think that with their expertise and coaching ability, we have a real good chance to get a lot better.
A lot of talk, obviously, about the quarterbacks. How do you decide whether to go the free agent route or pick a young guy here who's here in Indy?
We'll figure that out. We're still in the process of that. We get to see the quarterbacks here as well as all the other players. And we'll continue to evaluate, the college side as well as, who's going to be available in free agency. And then we'll go from there and kind of figure out what the market is. Until we know what the market is, it's kind of hard to figure out which direction that, we're going to go.
Any current Broncos you think still have a chance at the starting role?
We still have high hopes for Paxton, and as well as Simeon, those guys have both, Trevor played very nice for us back in 2016, I think it was, yeah. These years are going too fast. Trevor's played well there, and then we drafted Paxton in the first round for a reason, the fact that he's got a tremendous amount of talent. This is going to be a big year for him because this is his third year coming up on. Last year was unfortunate, the fact that he got hurt, and that would have been invaluable playing time for him. But he'll have to come in and put his nose to the grindstone and start competing and see what he can do.
If you go the free agent route, how do you sell a free agent on the Broncos?
Well, we'll sell what the Broncos are about, the history of the Broncos, and this is a franchise that's been obviously very successful with under Mr. Bolin, and his mentality transcends throughout the organization, and that's, the number one goal is to win football games and win championships. And so, for me, it's an easy sell, but of course, I've been with the Broncos for a long, long time, too.
You mentioned that you want to bring back Emmanuel Sanders and Demaryius Thomas. Why is it important to have those two guys back?
Well, I mean, to me, they're great wide receivers, and they're not close to being done. And, they didn't have the years that we wanted them to have last year, but I don't think our football team did either. So, that we have high expectations. I expect both those two to get back playing at the elite level that they're capable of playing. And because they didn't play there last year, and that's not all their fault. We got to give them situations to be great. But I've got high expectations for those two, and I think, they're not descending. They're still, two of the top wide receivers in this league, and, I expect that they'll play like that this coming year.
I know you have a lot of big roster decisions to make. Do you feel like a guy like Bradley Roby is ready to take on a bigger role?
We'll see. He's been waiting patiently. We know talent-wise he's got the ability to do it, and so, we've got high expectations for Bradley and think that, if that were the direction where he's going to be the starting corner, I think that, we feel very good that he can step in that role.
Injury-wise, Shane Ray banged up a little bit last year. What's your plan with him this offseason?
Well, he had a tough offseason with the hand, and then he broke the wrist in training camp. And so, the expectations is, for him to have a much better year and get back to the form that he was starting to show 2 years ago.
Speaking of injuries, a guy like Jake Butt, you draft him last year, so much expectation for him. Is it almost like you're getting another pick this year with him?
Yeah, we didn't know if he was going to be able to make it back. We knew when we drafted him because, he'd hurt that ACL late in the year last year in the bowl game, actually. So, we didn't have high expectations that he'd make it back, but the good thing is he's had that redshirt year, he's been around it, he's seen the league, and so we expect that Jake will have contribute a lot this year.
I know you had a chance to meet with a lot of guys at the Senior Bowl. The ones that weren't there, how important is this week for them?
We try to meet as many people as we can. We have those 60, 15-minute interviews, and so it's hard to get to know them too in depth, but getting around them, you get a feel for them, and so that's kind of the start, and this is the start of the process of, making our football team better on the personnel side. So now that we got the combine and then when we get back, we'll head right into free agency.
when you're in those meetings, is it a lot of rehearsed answers? I mean, how do you kind of go through that?
Yeah, there are. But I think that, you know, and you try to ask them the questions, but you can get a pretty good feel. And then we try to find out a little bit, get them on the board a little bit, watch some tape with them, and, you know, find out what they know about football. And usually in that short a period of time, you can get a pretty good idea.
Last one for me. How's everything going with the competition committee?
Good. You know, I think that, you know, we're going to get the catch, no catch thing straightened away. I know that, you know, the fans were very frustrated with that last year, and as well as a lot of players and coaches. And so we'll get that straightened away, and things are progressing very well there. So I think that we'll have some relevant changes going into this year.
Nothing too complicated, right?
Nothing too complicated. Try to simplify everything exactly. So everybody can understand it.
All right, John. Appreciate it. Thanks for your time.
All right, Phil.